rocking at the Reno Club, where Basie kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of by Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou, and McShann. Parker, President, Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week we take you back to 2011 to celebrate the birthday of composer Cole Porter. Dr. Pearl offers Oprah and Ashton some advice, and we turn Porter's Anything Goes into a song more befitting the economic downturn and the Occupy movement. It all happens this week on 12th Street Jump.
Now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Hey. Hello. Good evening, folks. Welcome to 12th Street Jump. If you're in the house, let me hear you.
Oh. Beautiful crowd.
Oh,
very
they
beautiful.
Are. This is a sexy audience.
Yes.
This audience makes me go. Hello, audience.
Oh, my Pete.
Yes, I know. I've had a good break, Pearl. I continue the reading. I'm learning. I'm getting educated. And, you know, I read something in the news this week that blew my mind. A company called Mark One Foods has come up with a brand new way to sell my favorite food. Peanut butter and jelly. Take a guess. What do you think it is? How are they selling it? Guess.
Vampire blood and...
No, you're way off. Way off.
I know. I think you, to lose weight, you download it onto a peanut butter and jelly app, and you buy it like a song off iTunes, and it's just peanut butter and jelly. You look at it, and you don't get
you
pay 99 cents for it.
I think that will actually be an app before the show's over.
Here's what you do. It's a beer batter peanut butter and jelly sandwich with a whiskey chaser.
Whoa! All wrong. Mark One Foods is actually putting peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in a can. It's called a Candwich, and it contains four of them. Look it up. This is real.
After eating that, I'd be in the can, too.
Oh!
Okay. Well, there's one thing for sure. This band never sounds canned. Let's get the music started with a jazz standard recorded and performed numerous times by Kenny Barron. You Don't Know What Love Is.
Thank you. This week, we celebrate the birthday of composer Cole Porter. Born in Indiana, the grandson of the richest man in the state, Cole started playing violin at age 6. Played the piano at age 8. He waited to write his first operetta until he was age 10. After high school, he headed off to Yale, where Porter wrote more than 300 songs, including the school's football fight songs, Bulldog Bulldog and Bingo Eli Yale, which they're still playing there today.
Though he started law school at Harvard after Yale, Cole switched to music, studying harmony and counterpoint at Cambridge. His song, Esmeralda, appeared in the 1915 review, Hands on Broadway. It marked the beginning of one of the most successful careers in American popular music.
It's D-Lovely, Let's Fall in Love. I've Got You Under My Skin, Begin the Begin. Cole Porter contributed a huge string of hits to the Great American Songbook. Ella Fitzgerald Sings the Cole Porter Songbook was released in 1956, and 34 years later, Dionne Warwick had a hit with Dionne Sings Cole Porter. Judy Garland actually performed a medley of Porter's songs at the 37th Academy Awards, the first Oscar ceremony held following the great composer's death in 64.
We're going to sing and play just a few of the tunes from the vast Cole Porter Great American Songbook. To help us get that done, let's call on our own Broadway baby, Nedra Dixon.
I do love the moments when you and I get to talk, Nedra.
I do too, Peter.
And tonight, we're talking about Cole Porter. What do you like about Mr. Porter?
I love his lyrics. His lyrics are amazing.
Yeah, and they were inspired from one heck of a time period.
Well, a very carefree time period. I mean, it was pre-prohibition, so booze was flowing freely, skirts were getting shorter, and he injected all of that kind of free and lavish and carefreeness into his lyrics.
Yes, they weren't called the Roaring Twenties for nothing.
No, birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Those were lyrics. Cole Porter lyrics. Just in case anyone was just thinking that she was talking to me, which that's totally...
I was talking to you, Peter.
Joe Cartwright.
Can you please
tell us what song we're going to start with from the Cole Porter songbook?
Yes, we're going to start with It's Too Darn Hot. We're going to follow that by Just One of Those Things. And then we're going to close it out with It's All Right With Me.
Big noise came in from Winnetka. Big noise went right out again. Big noise came in from Winnetka. Big noise went right out again. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Fill the cup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Fill the cup with my baby tonight. But I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It was just one of those things. Just one of those crazy flings. One of those bells that now and then rings. Just one of those things. It was just one of those nights. Just one of those fabulous flights. A trip to the moon on gossamer wings. Just one of those things. If we thought of it by the end of it, when we started painting the town, we'd have been away. So goodbye, dear, and amen.
things. It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not his face, but it's a charming face. And it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not his smile. It's lovely smile. And it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. That's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips. And it's some night you're free. And it's alright, yes, it's alright. It's alright with me.
For you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice, 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah, Montel, and Judge Judy all rolled into one.
Judge Joe,
If Dr. Pearl can't help you overcome your problems, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
Resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Okay, Dr. Pearl, here's a letter from Oprah in Chicago. She writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, I did the same thing every day for 25 years and never got bored. You know, I've been home for 2 weeks with Stedman and I'm climbing the walls like Spider-Man on Red Bull. You know, I'm not gay, but that man is starting to make Ellen look good. I'd give him a car if he'd just drive it in the opposite direction. Can you help me, Dr. Pearl?
All right, Miss Oprah. I will definitely do my best to assist you because you've helped so many, and given away so much, yet none of it has reached my doorstep. However, you need advice, and that's what I do. Here to give it to you, madam. Please listen up. You were the queen of daytime, the richest woman there. But now you're going crazy. You got Stedman in your hair. You need a hobby if your boyfriend is a slouch. The next time he's watching TV, start jumping on his couch.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
This will work your thighs and pecs.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
They say it burns more calories than sex.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
It sure does beat the P90X. And if you break your couch, you get a new couch. 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 You all get new couches.
All right. This next letter is from Ashton in Los Angeles. He writes, Dear Dr. Pearl, I just got a new job on a show called 2.5 something, which I think adds up to 3. I don't know. Anyway, they say the guy I replaced was a real jerk. They told me to be just like him, only younger and cuter. So, you know, I don't know if I should believe them or if they're just trying to punk me. What should I do?
Well, Mr. Ashton, you are younger and cuter and a little more saner, as spacey as you are, so let me help you out. You got yourself a new job, don't want to be a dud. But the guy that you're replacing, well, he's high on tiger blood. So be a nice guy, not some alien from Mars. Behave or suffer, dim his wrath. That could leave some scars.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Boy, don't try to be uncouth.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
And avoid co-starring with youth.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Stick with the older ones. Dr. Ruth, I hear Betty White's available.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
So if you've got problems, Dr. Pearl's playing your song. And hang out a little longer, because there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
Live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Besides Cole Porter, we celebrate the birthday this week of pianist, composer, and arranger Kenny Barron. The older brother of celebrated tenor saxophonist Bill Barron, Kenny is known for his lyrical and expansive style at the piano. First achieving wide recognition with Dizzy Gillespie Quartet in the 1960s, Barron recorded several exceptional albums with saxophonist Stan Getz, the final recording of Getz's incredible career.
Kenny Barron has 9 Grammy nominations and was selected for the American Jazz Hall of Fame. For over 25 years, he's taught piano at Rutgers University. Barron currently teaches composition and piano at Juilliard.
To celebrate Kenny Barron's birthday, here's Joe, Mike, and Tyrone with a Kenny Barron original Bacchanal. Thank you.
As a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think tweeting congressmen had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Jack Kevorkian met his maker. He went quietly in the mist. Kevorkian met his maker quietly into the mist. You know, the funeral plans were simple. There was no one there to assist.
Palin's on a bus trip. She's taking quite a ride. Did y'all hear about this? Sarah Palin's on a bus trip, traveling nationwide. You know, it's kind of like a greyhound, but the big dog rides inside.
If you're filthy, rich, and horny, and in a nice hotel, leave your mate alone, or you'll be cleaning your own cell.
If you've never milked a cow, it's the other end that moves.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Now we get to hear David Bassey with a great Cole Porter tune, I Concentrate on You.
Whenever skies look gray to me and trouble begins to brew, whenever winter winds become too strong, I concentrate on you. When fortune cries nay, nay to me, and folks declare, man, you're through, whenever the blues become my only song, I concentrate on you, on your smile. So sweet, so tender, when at first my kiss you declined, on the light in your eyes when you surrender, and once again our arms in a twine. And when wise men say to me that love's dream never comes true, to prove that wise men can be wrong, I concentrate on you. Thank you.
On your smile so sweet, so tender, when at first my kiss you declined. On the light in your eyes when you surrender, and once again our arms intertwine. And so when wise men say to me that love's dream never comes true, to prove that even wise men can be wrong, I concentrate on you.
David Bassi, everybody.
You walk like jazz, you talk like jazz, in a whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz, jazz.
If you like jazz, listen up. If you're in Boston, you're listening for the first time tonight, we'd like to welcome Boston Free Radio to the 12th Street audience.
Hey, man.
What's up?
Guitarist Steve Young's here from Boston tonight.
What?
He is. Right there, jazz guitarist Steve Young. Angela Hagenbach is with us again. Angela Hagenbach.
And she likes Boston.
Sheila Bobo Bay's in the house singing the blues.
She listens to the band Boston.
And this lady, Deborah Brown, I tell you what, a great singer from Kansas City who spent almost 20 years out of town, back in Kansas City once again, performing at the Gem Theater next week. Many, many albums. You have a new album out on Challenge Records with Eric Ines, right?
Eric Ineke, yeah. And The Jazz Express.
The Jazz Express.
Yep.
That's a lovely thing. What do you think? Why'd you come back to Kansas City after all these years?
Jazz.
You could live anywhere.
Jazz, you, baby.
Jazz.
That's why I came back.
All these beautiful faces around the murals here in this room. Isn't it wonderful? You see Louis Armstrong and Joe Turner. It's a great thing. So you have new albums coming out?
Yeah,
new
well,
ideas?
Actually, I'm recording a new CD. And that's going to be recorded next week with my band from Holland. They're coming over.
Right.
And we're going to be doing a CD, and it's going to be produced by Bobby Watson.
Right. So you said, I remember you told me, you're going to bring the band over from Holland, but you're going to have Bobby wipe a little grease on stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
We got to put a little Kansas City.
A little bit of Kansas City in there.
A jig on it, you know. That Kansas City swing on it.
A little swing on
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. That little bebop.
Swing the gate.
That's what we're going to do. Oh, yeah. So we're really excited about next week because it's going to be at the gym at 6 o'clock in the evening. It's early enough. Everybody can get home before dark. And so it's going to be a nice evening. And a lot of people are getting excited about it around the town. And also we're at the Blue Room on Friday and Saturday night for people that really want to get into the band. This is our first record that we made together. Our CD is called For the Love of Ivy. And it's all the music of Duke Ellington, only done very hip and very modern.
There you go.
Yeah.
Deborah Brown, y'all. Give her a nice round of applause.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Kansas City. Loving it.
Lots of great CDs in jazz this week. Oh, my gosh. Lovely stuff. Pete, these CDs, I can't help it.
Give
us
one.
Oh, my gosh. Benny Green, The Source. What a great CD. Peter Washington and Kenny Washington in the band. And a new one called Rumor. Rumor, Seasons of My Soul. Doesn't that sound good?
Absolutely. You know what else, man? You know, I wouldn't really like jazz so much if it wasn't for a guy named Grant Green, a guitarist. You might have heard of him. Grant Green celebrating a birthday this week. There's a lot of other birthdays, and they are in our hearts. As we got to speak to the lovely lady, we will omit their names for just now. But Grant Green, Peter Erskine.
You live.
We do.
Like jazz. You've got so much class. So I tip my hat and smile. Crazy man, wild jazz. Ooh. Jazz, jazz, jazz. Ooh.
Y'all hang tight. There's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Hey, Pearl, here's something I didn't know about Cole Porter. Do you know that he actually lived for many years in the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York?
Huh.
Really did.
Oh, wow. Well, that explains why in Anything Goes, he describes a lady as a Waldorf salad.
Yeah, but you know, if I'm choosing a woman based on what salad she reminds me of, I prefer to Caesar with no dressing.
Wow, Pete. Is that a breadstick in your pocket, or are you just thinking about the salad bar?
That's a whole loaf, Pearl.
Okay, let's get to the main course. Frank Sinatra popularizes Cole Porter's song. Now here's David Bassi to sing I've Got You Under My Skin.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair will never go so well. But why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well that I've got you under my skin? I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of holding you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, you fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin.
Thank you.
Sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of holding you near, in spite of this warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, you fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. I've got you under my skin. I've got you under my skin. Ooh, I've got you under my skin.
Mr. David Bassey.
That was lovely.
Quite nice.
Lovely.
You know, Pete?
Mm-hmm.
Cole Porter lived in a magical time, the Roaring Twenties, when anything was possible.
I know. It's like he wrote in one of his biggest hits, back then, anything goes.
Yeah. But if he were around today, he'd have to sing a different tune.
Oh, I know that's right. With the economy in the toilet, it would be something like, anything left?
Actually, worse.
Why don't you tell me about it?
You know what? I'm gonna let David and Nedra tell us about it.
Times have changed. Now we got the news round the clock. Nothing left to give us a shock. Lots of ranting and pointless schlock.
So today, 15 minutes, you're at the top. But the news hits at 6 o'clock. No one out there remembers your name.
In olden days, most folks were working. But now look at China smirking. We're overdrawn.
Everything's gone.
The fish tanked, but not their profit, just like Exxon.
Everything's gone.
Chase a maid today, they'll put you away. Arnold went astray, Tiger had to pay. Watch some porn today, then get blown away. Osama, so long.
Though Charlie Sheen was good for laughter, now Ashton's a 2.5-er, so life goes on.
Everything's gone.
Mubarak left without commotion. Bin Laden, he's in the ocean. The protest won.
Everything's, everything's gone.
That dough you made, well now it isn't, 'cause Madoff, he's locked in prison with handcuffs on. That bastard's gone.
If the GOP you like Trump, he took a hike. Hunk, he said no. Mike Daniels hit the pike. Scott Walker's on a strike. I guess they're all alike. But Mitt Romney, he's a moron. No, he's a moron. He's
and
a moron.
Your daughter is no dancer. Sarah Palin thinks she's the answer. If she's the one,
everything's gone.
Everything's gone. Cole Porter wrote it and Kenny Barron recorded it. Now here's Joe, Mike, and Tyrone with Love for Sale. Thank you.
Thanks to everyone for helping us celebrate the music of Cole Porter and Kenny Barron.
Absolutely.
And that's our show. Thanks to our special guests and the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on the drums, Tyrone Clark on the bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supply the vocals, and audio engineer Chad Mize records and masters the show, with help from Chris Meck and Brian McCord. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang, and produced by Ian York for Theater League. It's dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with a thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places. And be sure to join us next week for Public Radio's Jazz, Blues, and Comedy Jam. Until then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods, because that's where it's always jumping.